1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Georgia election case. I'm Brian Clark. A judge ruled that the Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis can stay on the election interference case she brought against former President Trump and 18 others if she fires prosecutor Nathan Wade. Defense attorneys had called for Willis to be removed over her relationship with Wade. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the ruling is not kind to Willis.
And this 23-page opinion contains harsh criticism of the district attorney. Judge Scott McAfee says Willis and Wade appear to have testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship. McAfee blasts Willis for saying in a church speech that questions about the relationship amounted to her critics playing the race card. And McAfee says it all adds up to a tremendous lapse in judgment on Willis's part, calling her manner unprofessional.
Trump's lead attorney says they believe the judge did not afford appropriate significance to the prosecutorial misconduct. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 15 new laws cover a lot of ground, but many of them call for smaller technical adjustments that affect the Department of Natural Resources. You can buy year-long parking passes at state parks and trails, and fishers can take home fish fillets if they can prove the fish they caught meet Wisconsin's requirements for length. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin still awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists complain the current system leaves EV owners with very few options.
They will put them where the market is to support them, not necessarily where people want to go.
Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin. Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build a network of fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison officials are looking for ways to get kids more involved with the outdoors and are joining a coalition of 19 other communities across the country to do it. The city was selected to join the inaugural Nature Everywhere Communities Initiative. The goal is to increase equitable access to nature to all children. The city will get 2 years of planning and technical support, as well as funding to develop community-driven plans. The longtime director of UW-Madison's Tandem Press is retiring. Paula Panchenko has led the press for over 30 years. Tandem Press is a fine arts press with the university that's attracted artists from David Lynch to Alison Saar. The press has grown their public programming in recent years to include a public art gallery and a free Friday jazz series. Panchenko will retire later this summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
Wisconsin rolls over Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a huge win over Maryland, 87-56. To advance in the Big Ten tournament, the Badgers face Northwestern this afternoon in Minneapolis. Marquette in a thriller last night in Madison Square Garden with the winning shot at the buzzer ruled a split second too late. The Golden Eagles held on to win in overtime, 71-65 over Villanova. It's Marquette versus Providence tonight in the Big East. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-104 win over the 76ers in Milwaukee. The Bucks will host the Phoenix Suns Sunday at noon. NFL, the Packers have re-signed A.J. Dillon to stay with the team at least another year. Former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs and Giants safety Xavier McKinney are in Green Bay to sign their contracts. McKinney now one of the highest paid safeties in the league.
It feels good. It's an honor. Obviously, it's a lot of talent, but it's definitely an honor to be mentioned with these guys, and it should be pretty fun.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM WMDX.
On State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
People can vote for who they want to. The point I was trying to make.
There you go.
No, the point I was making. I wasn't trying to make it.
Okay.
When Donald Trump compares his plight with that of the black person,
yes,
that is what I had a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to say this. I want to make it perfectly clear. If you're a black person and you're wearing a Donald Trump mugshot, you are a freaking idiot.
We love you, Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
And we echo your thoughts that if you are wearing. Okay. Yes, one more, he went on to say.
That bothered me.
That irritates
me. It bothered me,
mm-hmm,
because for him to compare a white billionaire.
Yes.
Who is in trouble because of stuff he did.
Yes.
Not because of stuff, like black people get in trouble stuff that happened
that they
hundreds
did not, that did they not, did not
deserve
do.
To do.
Yes.
But for him to compare that to black people's plight, mm-hmm, that's just stupid on their part. I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all got Nielsen boxes. If y'all gonna wear those tight t-shirts around the house and somebody take pictures. But I do. I'll stick by what I said. If you're wearing a Trump mugshot around, you are a freaking idiot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just needed something to make me happy. Besides, you know, the thing that makes them the happiest.
Yeah!
Hi, Frangela.
Well, hello.
Good morning. Okay, I don't know where to start. Chris did, I don't know. There's something wrong when he's trying to make me feel better about the Fani Willis ruling.
Uh-huh.
But MAGA fans are flipping out. But
yep.
Is it just me that I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Black people need supervision now to have a private life, because that's what it feels like. So she can continue if either she. Or Nathan Wade removes themselves from this. And it reminded me of the Robert Herr report, in that he said there is no conflict of interest. But you know what? This just makes me feel the appearance is it's a little ugly. So one all y'all's got to go. I mean, I know it's good news on the legal front that this will move forward. But did it feel weird to you like that, like it did to me?
It is appeasement. It is. What we are watching right here again and again is more appeasement. And what they said was, if you're going to be black in this country and think you're going to critique a white man, we are going to critique you. We're going to critique you from head to toe. We're going to crawl up into your underwear and we're going to critique that. And anybody associated with you, we're going to critique them, and we're going to try to break you. We will try to break your soul. We're going to try to break your character. We're going to just try to destroy you. And that is how strong Bonnie Willis is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been quoting you guys all week just because it just that stuck in my head that I'm like, you know, nope, we ain't quite done digging around this black lady's panties. You know, we're going to, you know, okay, you can stay on the case, but, you know, either you or your boyfriend, you know, who's not even her boyfriend anymore. And,
we're going to white-splain the law to you. This is not the law.
Yeah.
This is not the law.
Yeah. And by the way, those of us that aren't even lawyers aren't idiots. A conflict is if she was sleeping with the judge or a juror or something. This is not a conflict to sleep with someone on your own side. It happens every day in every courtroom in the country, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah. But it's absolutely ridiculous. If you put people in a room long enough, they're going to touch on each other. That's just science. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Aren't two of them dating on Trump's team?
Yes.
Like, it obviously has nothing to do with the case, but what it did do was send a very clear message. I had this deja vu moment, and I was back there on the plantation, and I was thinking about, is Miss Jenny going to go to the Wilkes' barbecue? You know? And we were worried. We were worried because, you know, Clarence, he thinks he uppity. He thinks he belong in the big house. Man. Everybody knows he don't belong in the big house. So I had been told by Massa, what were we talking about?
I got lost in your story myself, but go ahead.
I mean, that's what it felt like. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, you're going to tell me how to act. Okay.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with you. That's none of their business. This judge is...
Jody and I keep saying, where is in the mainstream media the fact that, first of all, it wasn't her boyfriend when this case started, and secondly, he was like the third choice after two people turned her down because of Trump and his vicious thugs and death threats. So it wasn't, you know, far from, oh, she was trying to get her boyfriend a job, that was the third or fourth person.
Third.
She went to the job.
We didn't even learn that until recently, because that didn't matter, right? Like, it doesn't matter. We can't get, I have yet to hear Trump's voice.
Yeah.
But I've heard hers on the stand.
Yeah.
Explain to me how that makes sense.
Well, as we keep saying, you know, is I don't know which legal expert said it. That should have been in his chambers at lunchtime, dismissed. Not a how many day trial of her personal life on TV this was. So,
impeachment.
Thank you. I wish they were as afraid of black people as they say they are.
Well, you know what? Now they should be. Here's what I keep saying is, you know, when you come for the queen, you best not miss. Well, now they missed. So now she's pissed. Now she's going forward, right?
Yeah. I hope she brings the people who got left out, bring them back in. The things you were like, we don't have time for that, have time for it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Glenn Kirshner says. She thinks that, yeah, she might as well refile because, you know, this one, being that it's RICO and it's so broad, was never going to go before the election anyway, you know?
And you know what anger does to your typing speed? I mean... It goes exponentially up. I believe that brief was done before the judge cut those six counts. She's like,
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. And speaking of disrespecting black people, what the actual in New York? So Alvin Bragg has every right to be effing pissed. Right? But what is going on with the DOJ and SDNY? I mean, I get it that... As usual, this is Trump's fault, you know, but you know he's going to pull this right before a trial, right? It's supposed to start in 2 weeks, and suddenly you know, hear a peep about this, and now all of these documents, right? So now we have to have at least a 30-day delay. But who is it? Dean and a couple other legal experts said they still think this is going to go before the election. But what was your take on all that mess yesterday?
Hire more people. Yeah. Don't need 30 days. Get it done. Just get it done.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't understand this. Oh, we need. No, you don't.
Yeah.
What's changing that much? You know, like.
Well, also the Department of Justice has failed the American people. Merrick Garland, in particular, I say it lands on his head because I don't know. And it's this very same thing, and this is what's really sad about it. We're listening to the GOP continuously talk about when Trump gets back into power, how they are going to blow out like a colon cleanse everybody in government, okay? Like they've done at the RNC, okay? They've shown you what they will go and do. People thought at the RNC were working there, they were like, oh my, you know, look at Trump coming over and everything. They were like, oh, we don't need none of these jobs. Because all of these jobs equal $464 million. Okay?
Yeah.
But I brought boxes.
I feel like what you were really saying, Francis, is please, do you have any Mrs. Eric Trump audio that you might play for me, Steph? Yes, Francis, I do. Here it is. Here's Larry.
And people look around and they say, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? The answer to that is no.
Yes.
You can compare very easily how much better your life was with Donald Trump in office.
No. This is, she had the judgment to marry Eric Trump. Should we just stipulate that in a sidebar? Please continue. Please continue, Lara.
Right now, we have the first ever election integrity division at the RNC. That means massive resources going to this one thing. If people out there, Sean, don't feel like their vote counts, they don't trust the system we have, then we are no longer the country we once thought we were. We will have trained poll watchers, poll observers, poll workers, people in tabulation centers all across this country.
Now, when I hear the term poll watcher, Frangela, what are they watching for? What are they? I feel like it's melanin. Should they call them melanin watchers? Because
yes.
I feel like that's what they're. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? That is what we do in this country. We racially profile. That's how we get information, is by understanding it's bad if too many brown people are near it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Be it the border, be it elections, be it having babies, they got to get involved.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Oh, Jamie Harrison had some thoughts on Lara and the RNC.
Man, listen, as they say, the RNC is down bad. You think about this. After Trump has taken over this party, Lara Trump is the chair of the party. They are in financial disarray. They're dealing with a mass purge of staffers. Just a few months before the election, I hear almost a third of the staffers at the RNC are being laid off.
I guess we should be happy, right, that this is just going to continue the implosion of this awful party. One last one, Jamie Harrison.
They are on one of the worst losing streaks we've seen in modern party politics, in modern party politics in the history of this nation. They're taking out lines of credit, laying off staff, and they can't even afford to spend money on their races down ballot. But this is a good thing. They are paying Donald Trump's legal bill. So as I said with you earlier, man, go, Lara, go. Girl, you are doing it. You are knocking it out of the park.
He's funny. I wonder if he might make an appearance at the DNC Big Chicago Sexy Liberal Show. I wonder if that might happen. Wouldn't that be something? Okay.
That'd be great.
Was that a little snossage? Okay. All right. Fridays with Frangela off to a roaring start, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. Jody Hamilton was hip to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? You can make a difference just by using your phone. Fantastic. They've given millions to all kinds of progressive nonprofits. That's just like the Sexy Liberal Tour.
Right.
They've given to Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Americans for Tax Fairness, Transgender Law Center. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching so easy. Bring your phone. Bring your number. Get in. We're going credoing. CredoMobile.com for a limited time, $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. CredoMobile.com, $250 off if you type in the code Steph.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far left loon who'll use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
People saw me and assumed I couldn't work. They only saw a disability, but I was ready to work. I am dependable, trainable, and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
One, two, three, four!
Coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for two big shows.
Well, she was just 17.
It's the internationally acclaimed Beatles tribute, Liverpool Legends. For over 10 years, Liverpool Legends had their own theater in Branson, and now they're back in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, March 15th for a special lunch performance and Saturday, March 16th for a dinner show. They've played the Rose Bowl four times, performing to over 160,000 fans and in front of over 20,000 in Mexico City. They've even played Carnegie Hall in New York. Now's your time to see Liverpool Legends and relive the best of the Beatles, complete with multiple costume changes. At the Legacy Dinner Theater. And coming Tuesday, March 19th, for one exclusive lunch performance, Ted Vigil returns with his tribute to John Denver. It's all at the Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Fridays with Frangela. Oh, Francis, what were you doing the double handy J dance? You looked a little bit like Donald Trump.
Drive.
Oh, you were doing your driving. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
See, the wheel is that big for her.
Oh, you know. Because she's just a little tiny head with hands.
I'm going to talk to you later.
Object work-wise, Francis, you're an improviser. Object work-wise, the steering wheel, you have it, like,
wrong.
All out here.
This is right.
Sorry. Oops. All right.
This is not a phone. This is a phone.
Thank you for the clarification. Okay. Mehdi Hasan tweeted, to be clear, if Mnuchin gets TikTok and Musk has Twitter, that's two of the most influential messaging platforms on the planet in the hands of MAGA and their allies in an election year, with both purchases done on a Democratic White House and Senate's watch. I mean, I just quoted Eric Holder about how, you know, just the power of the vote and that we have to do this. Because I feel like, oh, my God, you know, right now I think we're all feeling like, you name it, right? The Justice Department, the media, whatever it is, you know, social media platforms. We're just like, really? We're going to have to do this ourselves again, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, when we keep allowing people with a particular political viewpoint to own the media, we will never be centered again. You will never see yourself. We will never see black people in a decent light again on the news.
You won't see the truth.
Yeah. That's
you know,
what
if
I'm
you
saying.
Watch Fox News, I was watching the news the other day, and they had they were interviewing people, MAGA people, and this woman said, "Why?" They asked her, "Why are you voting for Trump?" And she said, "Because he lowered my insulin prices."
We played that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
Corrected her.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're going to find out in November. I keep saying this. What percentage of Americans believe all of Trump's lies? Because it is infuriating.
I think the thing to remember here is, and I watched a TikTok where a woman explained it very clearly and articulately, which is, these are poor white people. Or poor people in general, but poor white people. And when you are a poor white person, this is a white woman saying this, when you're a poor white person, you don't have capital. You're not important. You don't feel like you belong in this culture. They don't appreciate you or respect you. So the only capital you have is social capital. And that's your whiteness.
Yeah.
And that's what they're saying yes to with Donald Trump. It's not their interest. It's not the bills. It's not whether or not their taxes. It's the one piece of capital they think they have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly.
And they're reinforcing it, you know? And what he does, he goes and reinforces that identity over yes. and over and over and allows this false worship of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's exactly it. This just made me happy, though, because we just talked about the RNC
right.
shooting themselves in the foot right before the election.
Tee-hee. I love it.
Allison Gill said, Trump asked Durham to investigate Mueller, and Durham found Trump crimes. Trump asked Weiss to investigate the Bidens, and Weiss found a Russian asset paid by Trump associates that lied to the FBI about the Bidens. That's funny to me. Okay. So there is part of me. But I think it's, you know, you're right. It's this media thing.
Yeah.
Like I was talking about the you know, Judge McAfee ruling reminded me of the Robert Hur thing, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's also what the media runs with. Man, they ran with all that Fani Willis stuff. They ran with all the Biden is old, the Hur report, without reading the transcript that actually showed the opposite, that Joe Biden has a photographic memory, according to Robert Hur, right?
Exactly. I can't. And then you got to sit there and watch Robert Hur say he doesn't believe the transcript. You don't believe the transcript.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Right. That's your answer.
And to me, when he would say, oh, yes, that appears in the transcript. Like, what? It was written by fairies? No, you wrote it.
It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I don't trust that. You don't trust that? That's your transcription person. What
right.
don't you trust about it? It's not like Angela paid for the person. It is your, what are you talking about? It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But I'm going to tell you something. It's all they have. It's all they have is distraction.
Yep. Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Marie.
Thanks for taking my call. Hello, Frangela. Good to talk to you. The thing about this is, yes, I absolutely agree. This was clear'em and smear'em. Fani is cleared. She can go forward, and that's the good news. But the judge who has mishandled this, and I believe intentionally, all along, mm-hmm. has done everything to tilt the field towards Trump, took the opportunity to, I believe,
take on issues that are not within his purview. It's not within his purview to comment about the prosecutor's personal behavior in a personal matter.
Yeah.
But what this ultimately proves, Stephanie, is this, and we've for a long time been complaining about this. People don't look at the down ballot races. They don't look at judicial races because in most states they are nonpartisan. You've got to do your research.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, absolutely. Well said. Fridays with Frangela, Stephanie Miller Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Officials at Northland College in Ashland are scrambling to raise $12 million in 3 weeks. The Board of Trustees says the college doesn't have enough resources or financial stability to keep going beyond this academic year. About 500 students attend Northland, which calls itself the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. March is National Social Worker Month. It's their job to empower others, but social workers say it's also important to empower themselves.
I think it's important to look inside and see how I can be the best social worker that I can be. But don't forget, we do this work because we want to empower our communities.
Sierra McNeil is with the National Association of Social Workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. A plant shop and nursery on the west side is closing its doors at the end of next month. Wildwood first opened about 6 years ago and currently sits in the Hilldale Shopping Center. Owner Kate Hull told the State Journal they're closing due to personal life changes. Hull says her favorite part of running Wildwood has been the many heartwarming connections she's made with her customers over the past half decade. Sauk Prairie Healthcare and UW Health are launching a new eICU program to give Sauk Prairie patients virtual doctors and nurses from UW Health. Sauk Prairie doesn't have enough patients come through to need ICU clinicians on site, so after checking in, they'll be watched by UW Health staff. Patients will get the same care they would get from an in-person nurse, and UW Health staff can alert Sauk Prairie doctors if immediate help is needed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
One more calm and sunny spring-like day today as high temperatures soar to the mid-50s. By tomorrow, we'll be battling a breezy wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. Under partly sunny skies, this will take our highs of the low 50s and make them feel more like the 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I had gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays every week. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Workers.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Nikki Haley is out of the race, but her voters will probably decide the 2024 election. They are the swing voters of 2024. They're a mix of non-MAGA Republicans, mostly, with some independents and Democrats mixed in, and they're going to decide this race. I went back and looked at all the races so far, right. And she won exactly 2,873,491 votes.
Oh, dear. Okay, it is Fridays with Frangela. That was Mark Thiessen. He went on to say this.
The 2020 election was decided by 42,918 votes in three states. So Trump can't afford to leave any votes on the table. And those voters are going to be the most coveted voters in this election, because they're the swing voters who will decide the race.
And in your op-ed, you're right. Many Republicans look at this and say there's no way Joe Biden can win. Yes, he can. And if you don't believe it, I've got three words for you. Senator John Fetterman.
There you go. This is why we must do a sexy liberal Save the World tour, because I was saying the good news about this week, Frangela, is this is Putin and Netanyahu's worst nightmare, is that Ilhan Omar spoke out and said, absolutely, I'm voting for Joe Biden. Our democracy is on the line. We are facing fascism. And then Chuck Schumer coming out and condemning Netanyahu. That's what they hate, is when Americans are united, you know, and see what the actual threats are, right?
Absolutely. I really do question the logic here of saying, you know, he can't, it's dangerous for him. Okay, Trump's already lost to Biden once. I don't know why I have to remind these people of that.
Right.
He's never beaten the man.
Right.
He's never actually gotten more votes, actual votes, than anyone.
Right.
So the long shot here is him. That's the thing I don't think that I keep, it's really frustrating to hear this logic. Nope, Nikki Haley voters, they barely, come on now. Well, y'all know.
Well, and that was my point during when she stayed in. What she proved is that there is a third of Republicans who do not want this man.
Yeah.
And they, and you know, and the reality is maybe out of that third, he might just get half of that one third, but that's not enough to put him over.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just not going to vote. Is what I think. Because those are people who don't refuse to see the light and aren't going to vote for Biden.
And that's
I think they just won't
that's
vote.
That's a vote he doesn't get.
That's
yeah.
What I'm
oh, and
I'm
he said,
it either way.
And he said, screw you, we don't want you if you vote for me in the primary. Right. Mark Thiessen on that breakdown that you just mentioned.
Fox News said voter analysis says about two-thirds of the electorate, Republican electorate, is MAGA. A third is not. He needs those non-MAGA voters, and he needs to convince them to come to his camp and unite the Republican
right.
Party.
You know, when I want people to come over, what I tell them is, I hate you, I don't want you. And that, they're right there. They show right up.
Chuck Schumer said, at this critical juncture, I believe a new election in Israel is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel at a time when so many Israelis have lost their confidence in the vision and direction of their government. Good for him. Thomas Friedman wrote, with enemies like Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Iran, Israel should be enjoying the sympathy of much of the world, but it is not. Because of Benjamin Netanyahu and his extremist coalition, Israel is becoming radioactive. I keep saying it, you know, when he came here and disrespected President Obama, he was so disrespectful, you know, to speak against the Iran deal to our Congress, you know, behind Obama's back. And now, you know, as many people, including Dino Badal, are saying, he's actively trying to undermine, you know, Biden and get Trump reelected. And he has the nerve to say, you shouldn't be meddling in our politics. Right. Chuck Schumer shouldn't have said that. He's always meddled in our politics.
Thank you. You came here. Like you just said. Like,
you don't want to meddle in your politics, but you're going to take the millions of dollars that we send you a year? Because it ain't, what I can tell you is the money don't flow the other way.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? When you get a warning from Germany, you know it's... Germany warning about their history, and the guy Trump recently praised and his followers defended, that would be Hitler.
Yep.
Dear Americans, go ahead, vote for the guy with the loud voice who hates minorities, threatens to imprison his opponents, doesn't give up about democracy, and claims he alone can fix everything. What could possibly go wrong? Good luck, the people of Germany. Okay. That seems
that's
all over the...
That's embarrassing.
I mean, Randy Mayhem Singer said, God, I miss not having to worry about America becoming a dictatorship. I mean, of all the elections we've all lived through, right? We've never been like, God, I wonder if we'll still be a democracy. I mean, to wake up every day like that is, you know, which is why I appreciated Ilhan Omar. Just not even a second of hesitation going, of course I'm supporting Biden. Our democracy's on the line.
Yeah. I mean, I got the logic. I understand the logic of the no vote on the primary from Democrats. Right. They're like, this is our way of communicating with people who we feel like aren't hearing how strongly we feel about this. But I ultimately thought, you know, this is not the time. This is not the time for that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. This one, to your point about Republican voters against Trump, here we go.
Trump talking about retribution.
Retribution and going after people is disrespect of our military.
The military people that he's disgraced.
91.
Criminal felonies.
4 different indictments.
He mishandled classified documents.
Taking documents.
Now his desire to do away with NATO.
Donald Trump talks about abandoning Ukraine.
He said he'll be a dictator on day one.
If he's going to be a dictator on day one, he's going to be a dictator, period.
That kind of stuff scares me.
Absolutely scares me.
The second Trump term would be worse than the first.
A second term for Trump would be far more extreme.
It is dangerous, outright dangerous.
I cannot support Donald Trump again.
I'd never vote for him again.
You'll never get my vote, ever, ever.
Wow. By the way, can I just say we really need some other happy clappy besides those people? Have I mentioned this yet this morning? Florida Representative Matt Gaetz was subpoenaed to sit for a deposition in a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a 17-year-old girl. And also, a white guy is going to prison, Frangela. End of the line for Peter Navarro. He loses his final appeal to delay his jail sentence and has to turn himself in Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah.
You mean the brain-based sweep swept
right into prison.
I love you. Gotta get. I wish I could have been there for him, because all Peter Navarro's been doing is like, for real though. Are you gonna make me go to for real though? Am I gonna have to go to prison for real though?
He's like with those sleeves rolled up and that tie on. He's like, no. That was what we were just trying to steal the country.
We had the Jim Jordan look.
I'm telling you, roll up your sleeves,
because I'm working hard on my crime.
And I love that this is a Matt Gaetz defender that brought this civil suit against one of the girls. Anyway, this is why he's subpoenaed and has to testify now. So he inadvertently could be taken down by, you know, a friend of his.
This is his fault, too? I didn't even realize that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Wow,
no,
that is so stupid.
Somebody that's an ally of Matt Gaetz is suing. I don't even understand the whole thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It was like you explaining what's going on in England to me. I don't really give up
buying the Kate Middleton photo?
Something, Middleton.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
I had to sit here for like 15 minutes yesterday explaining why.
That
it's
was a
thing.
Waste of both of our life for us. I was like, really? And I still don't care what the.
No, yeah. Nobody, I don't care at all.
The queen is like, I'm rolling.
I don't understand, though. Everybody keeps talking about it.
What happened? I'm missing.
There was some Photoshop or something.
There's a Photoshop.
She wasn't wearing her wedding.
We'll talk about it later. I'll tell you at the next break, because it's trivial and weird.
It is trivial and weird.
Some wearing her wedding ring. They're not sure what her stomach surgery thing was. Maybe she's not really
alive.
She's sick. I don't. Yes, maybe. The queen's like, I'm rolling over in my grave. I have spilled my Dubonnet. I don't know. I don't.
She ain't even been gone that long, and they don't know how to do anything.
Nope, that's true. Yeah. See what an iron fist she kept.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Know. She was
when
holding
she
all
the,
those people together.
When she
like
and the
whoever
cor-
held Tom Cruise together before the couch.
When she and the corgis were in charge.
They were.
You know what I'm saying?
They were.
People stay
and
they in
ruled.
Line. Those
people
little
don't
ankle
talk
biters.
About corgis being bossy, but they are.
There's some corgi club that hikes in the park near me, and it's really quite. Yeah, it's quite a sight. It's a lot of corgis. Yeah. Huh? I'm just saying, one corgi cute. A lot of them kind of terrifying together.
It's a horror. Yeah.
This is a park full of coyotes, though. Is that the best idea?
Well, they're on leashes and they're with people. Okay. This just in, Covey tweets, measles has endorsed RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Can we talk for a minute about this? Mm-hmm. Because this is my problem with Robert Not-So-Kennedy. My problem with him is that we're at a point in our nation's history where you can legit say, I might make Aaron Rodgers my running mate. And the question that I see that followed up with is things that Aaron Rodgers believes in, yeah. as if that matters. Like, literally, the press starts writing articles about, well, Aaron Rodgers said this and that. I'm like, no, Aaron Rodgers is a football player. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
And he tried to walk back his Sandy Hook truther-ism, but not really. No. He said it to a CNN reporter. He's a 9/11 truther. He's a nutcase. Okay.
Absolutely, in that case. So that is the right ticket for him to be on. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. What did Jimmy Kimmel say? Like, how many losing teams can you be on?
Yeah. Oh! Oh, nice! Nice.
4 years ago today, Trump bragged that only 50 Americans had died from COVID because of his good decisions. Over.
What?
Just for those of you that are good at math, over a million of us died then.
50?
You know, after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was 4 years ago today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Survivors Tour? Remember we were flying into Seattle and we turned our phones on and we were the first person died, and then remember the whole tour got canceled? Remember the whole, yeah. And
yeah,
remember
we
stayed in a house for 2 years?
Seattle.
We landed in Seattle the day the first person in America died in Seattle
of COVID. Yes, and we were like, yeah.
We left as they shut down the state.
Yep. That's why we don't have any life force left to care about what's going on in England, because we spent it trying to get our airline fees, our airline money back for having to cancel an entire year.
Yeah. God.
That's true. That did eat up all that Royals concern.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, dealing with the airlines is just easy peasy, really.
That Royals thing is right about the level up. Am I out of cinnamon? It's right at that for me.
Am I out of cinnamon?
Oh, cinnamon is very important in this house.
But that's what I'm saying. It's sort of like, but are you going to go get it at 10 o'clock?
Oh, never.
Night?
Never.
No,
never.
No.
That's why I get the big giant ones on Amazon, so I don't ever run out. Okay, speaking of cooking certain foods, Tim Scott. Uh-oh.
Biscuit.
Said he thinks Lara Trump. He thinks Lara Trump is an excellent idea. Donald Trump has made an excellent choice in putting his daughter-in-law Grifter in charge of the RNC.
I agree with him. It's an excellent idea. Too. Jamie Harrison agrees.
I don't know why they don't just put Trump in charge, though. It's like, just give it to him. Let him.
He's got the middleman.
Well, no, there's work to do. He doesn't want to do that.
Is there, though? It sounds to me like there's only withdrawals.
Well, somebody's got to get the money into the bank.
Right, right.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, maybe he could drive the, because, you know, he likes pretending he's driving a truck. Maybe he could just drive the Brinks truck and just back it up and just put the money directly in here.
Pardon me? When Francis drives like this.
Yeah.
With Francis. Big wheels, because her wheel is very big.
Is it, or just her head and hands really tiny?
You know.
Okay. You know what I always say, Chris? Polls are a complete bolt. This Less. Far out.
Until you find one that you agree with.
And then I'm going to talk about it. Yeah. A new Ipsos poll shows President Biden leading Trump by 2 points. Another day, another poll showing President Biden winning. I just mentioned it because you won't hear it anywhere else in the media because they only report it when Trump's
winning. Right.
So I just thought I would mention it. Okay.
Well, and the thing is that is where I understand, you know, in the past, I've never really gone, okay, the media is complicit.
Yeah.
But this race, a lot of the media is very complicit with trying to create a foot race when this should not be about creation of money. This should be about the freedoms of Americans. And that is how we know that the news is not in the place it should be in.
Yeah.
They're conducting these polls every hour where they ask questions like this. They go, so are you going to vote for somebody who's really old, maybe stutters, doesn't have their things together? Are you going to vote for that person? And they go, see, that's a vote for Trump. It's like they just, it's crazy.
No, it's true. Charlie Sykes said you could rationalize 2016 by saying he would grow into the presidency. In 2020, he was the incumbent. There was a lot at stake. But in 2024, you're surrendering to someone who has been found liable for rape, facing 91 felony charges, who continues to be increasingly unhinged and threatening retribution. And yet Republicans are recapitulating the surrender of the last 8 years as if nothing has happened. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're going to vote for Trump now, you're dead to me.
I know exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I ain't got nothing for you.
Yeah.
You're going to have lots of biscuits, it sounds like, but that's it.
Steve Bannon said there's something inherently funny about House Republican leaders organizing an annual retreat aimed at unifying the conference, only to find out that most of their members have refused to show up. I mean, this is, once again, we have to hear the mainstream media tell us Democrats are in disarray. I mean, this party is just imploding in front of our eyes. The rumor office, there really could be a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries before the election. Because what's his name? Ken Buck speculated there's more.
What you like to do.
Both. He's bucking the party. Yeah. But he's speculating there are more that might resign before the election.
They need to. That's the best thing you can do, I think, to save yourself and your families. Just resign, Republicans.
You are such a you are a liberal helper.
Because I care. Yeah. All I do is give.
I know.
Until it hurts. Okay. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Yeah, we all do it as a verb. We Genucel.
It's a verb.
Yeah. Well, we're bringing our traveling Genucel on there for Sexy Liberal. I tell you what, boy howdy. Right? Because you know what? Because I don't have photo approval. People are taking photos willy-nilly, Chris. I can't put my filters on it. I can't do nothing.
That's a danger.
If you aren't, that's why I can't count on you to put a filter on your, photos. So I got to get Gen 90 is the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. You use it around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds because you can feel it, the tingly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I use the Genucel XV as my base every morning. Collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid. I have a whole routine.
You do.
I use the nighttime cream at night. I use the dark circle cream under eye at night. I have a whole, it's a whole thing.
It's a system.
Yeah. I have a system. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Right now, you can get Gen 90 and the XV cream. They're on sale during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Try Gen 90. See your fine lines, wrinkles disappear wherever they are. Order right now, genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box with two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping if you go now to genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code fitness.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Oh, Eddie and Clyde are in the groom. They're in the grooming van.
Oh, they're getting groomed right now.
Yes. And what do they get? They get Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, or they'll probably get a couple Tilly's Treasures.
Yay.
That means you can die. So fluffy, I can die. Okay. They love their, I'm just telling you, I love the kisses I get after they eat Dr. Marty's because it smells so good. I don't care if it's weird. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, vegetables. Yum, yum, yum. Raw, freeze-dried. They love it. No artificial preservatives, flavors, additives, you name it. It's just the first five ingredients. Look on your bag. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. What have you been feeding your... What is that? What is meat meal? What is that?
Supermarket scraps.
Ick.
Whatever they swept off the...
Sawdust.
The butcher's floor.
Thank you. 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, message and data rates may apply. 56 minutes after the hour. Frangela, our friend Dean Obadala says, I still do think Trump's New York criminal trial will happen before the election, but this delay caused by Garland's DOJ is inexcusable. This is the same Garland who refused to allow the DOJ to investigate Trump for more than a year after J6 until he was shamed into action by the work of the J6 committee. I've tried to be patient. You know, you and I are the Veruca Salt and Peppa of justice, but I'm dragged to the dark side about Merrick Garland. I know it's not just him, but, you know, again, inexcusable.
It feels like it's just him, doesn't it? I'm telling you, this man was never our friend.
Yeah.
This man was never our friend.
Nope.
I don't know how he has gotten away with everything he's gotten away with, but this is what happens when you engage in appeasement.
Yeah. Yeah. Judge Cannon, in the classified docs hearing, Trump attorney argues that presidents since George Washington have taken materials out of the White House at their own discretion. Judge Cannon seems skeptical of the defense's argument. It's difficult to see how this gets you to a dismissal of an indictment. She said this is where the Trump team's argument begins to falter. Well, she finally found an argument that's too ridiculous even for her, right? He keeps talking about this stupid Clinton socks case, by the way. Do you know what that was? These are tapes that Clinton made with an author that were his. That wasn't classified information. They were personal tapes. So it's just, I'm so sick of, like, the fact that she takes an entire day to entertain these ridiculous arguments, right?
Well, she seems to me like she's a little slow, like she may need a day just to read certain things. And I mean delayed. I shouldn't say slow. She delayed.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is the fact that she is sitting here entertaining these ideas. Again, where is the criticism of this judge? Yeah. Where is the criticism, you know, of the judge that took the case for Fonnie Willis? We just all sit here and are like, okay, whatever this person. No.
Yeah. Well, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to do it ourselves. We're going to have to save the world. Sexy Liberal, Save the World Tour at sexyliberal.com. I am bringing Frangela to you, America. Special delivery. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.